Hello, beloved of God. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries Radio Show. I'm your host, the lover of words. Tune in with us and we can have Faith Talk. Faith Talk is sharing the word of God or talking about what God has done for you. You can visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com or you can email us at staff@faithtalkministries.com. Our mailing address is Faith Talk Ministries Incorporated, P.O. Box 831376, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. He became poor so that we could be rich. He made himself of no reputation, but took on the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Though he owned the cattle on 1,000 hills, and all the gold and the silver belongs to him, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He took the sting out of death and the strength away from sin. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What an honor to be considered by him. What an honor to serve him. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God. They asked him a question. By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority? He responded with the question. John's baptism. Where did it come from? Was it from heaven or from men? They reasoned within themselves and said, we cannot tell. And he said, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. This is Matthew chapter 21, verses 25 through 27. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries radio broadcast. I'm your host, the lover of words. Today's title is The Sons Are Free. Have you ever been to an event with the son or daughter of the host? Usually, you can show up when you want and walk straight in without paying and receive one of the best seats in the house. I have made comments like, membership has its privileges and favor isn't fair. Better yet, have you ever been to a club where a friend knew a person at the door? If so, you can relate to how you walk straight in without paying or standing in line. Well, when Peter and Jesus came to Capernaum, those who received tribute came to Peter and said, does not your master pay tribute? Peter responded, yes. Our scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. Before we unpack this scripture, I would like to play a song by Chris Tomlin called Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Broken. See, by God's amazing grace and through our faith, he has broken the chains of sin and death. Listen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy rains unending. Amazing grace. has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He were my shield and portion me as long as life endures. My chains are.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was Chris Tomlin, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Broken. When the Lord Jesus Christ sets you free, you are free indeed. He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, you have no life. Jesus Christ is the tree of life. Enjoy his fruit of love, joy, peace, faith, and life. He said that life and death are in the power of the tongue. But choose life. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries radio broadcast. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm your host, The Love of Words. I would like to take a moment to invite you to visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com. We have an online Bible and concordance, a daily devotional, a blog, sermons, creative writing, Christian articles, shopping, a place to give online donations, and testimonies from believers all over the world called Faith Experiences. Today's title is The Sons Are Free. Our scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?" Peter said to him, "From strangers." Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you." Again, that was Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. Amen. This scripture has a lot packed into it. After much study of these four verses, I found truth, grace, and freedom. The Holy Spirit showed me the wisdom of God and the truth of his word as well. Let's look at the first verse, Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. Those that received tribute asked Peter if his master paid tribute. To understand what is going on, we need to define what tribute is. The tribute was called the temple tax. It was for the service of the temple. It was also called in the Old Testament an atonement for the soul. Exodus chapter 30, verse 15 says, "The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls." Notice how the collectors asked Peter instead of Jesus if he followed that custom. This was not for the Roman government, but for the house of God. Peter responded, yes. Look at what happened next. Jesus took this opportunity to teach Peter a great revelation. Notice what Jesus asked him. He said, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?" Peter replied, "Strangers." Jesus then said to him, "Then the sons are free." This is the most important verse in the lesson. The kings of earth on the earth collect duty and taxes from strangers. They do not collect this from their children. The people who received the tribute were asking the Son of God to pay the temple tax as if he was a stranger. Nevertheless, since he came to show us how it was done, and he took on the form of a servant, he humbled himself and paid the temple tax for Peter and him. He also did not want to offend them. However, let's not get ahead of ourselves. What does the verse, "the sons are free," really mean? God often taught many lessons in one verse. The most obvious lesson is that the rulers don't usually charge their children money like they charge everyone else. The king's children don't usually pay for things in his kingdom. It is like charging yourself taxes on what you already own. Most kings have given their children wealth, so why would the king charge himself taxes? Your wealth and your children's wealth is essentially the same. Notice what Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 17 say. "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." We are going to inherit the kingdom of God with Christ. Remember, the scripture says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." This is Luke chapter 12, verse 32. The second lesson is a spiritual lesson. Jesus Christ was sent to free us. What exactly did he free us from? Jesus Christ of Nazareth freed us from the bondage of sin and death. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." This is Romans chapter 8, verse 2. The sting of death is in sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ the Lord. Jesus took on the likeness of sinful flesh and defeated sin in the flesh. He did this by taking all of our sins, past, present, and future, and die in our place on the cross. He paid the wages of sin for us, and he knew no sin. If you accept the free gift of salvation by grace through faith, God will forgive your sins, give you the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you will be the sons and daughters of God by faith. There's liberty in Christ. David said this in Romans chapter 4, verse 7. "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. And blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." The sons and daughters of God are free from the wages or taxes of sin. Observe, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. This is 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. I ask you a question that Jesus asked Peter again in a different way. Who does the King of Heaven collect the wages of sin from? From strangers or from his children? I say to you in full confidence that he collects the tax of the law of sin and death from strangers. He collects that temple tax from those who have not accepted the free gift of salvation from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the past, we were just as they and operated in the spirit of error. We had our conversation with the prince of error of this world, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and mind, and we were by nature the children of wrath as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, has quickened us together with Christ, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. This is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 15 through 19. Hallelujah. We are now the children of God and fellow citizens with the saints. Now that is good news. Jesus Christ came to bring us good news. Good news of freedom and redemption and the breaking of chains and bondage from the law of sin and death. Since we are talking about freedom, let's discuss what else Jesus Christ has freed us from. The Lord Jesus Christ freed us from ignorance. He took us from darkness into his marvelous light. He sent us the Holy Spirit, which is called the Spirit of Truth, to guide us into all truth. We were freed from poverty. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. He also has given us treasures stored up in heaven. Our Lord has made us free from loneliness. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is the husband of the church, and he has also sent us a comforter." Jesus Christ has freed us from sickness. "For by his stripes ye were healed." Our God has also freed us from the bondage of the law of sin and death. He paid the wages of sin for us. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This is Romans chapter 8, verse 1. If that is the case, then why was Jesus asked to pay the temple tax? I'm glad you asked. First, let's revisit the verse again to see what was said. "And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received the tribute money came to Peter and said, Do not your master pay tribute?" This is Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. The reason he was asked to pay the temple tax is because the collectors were ignorant of who Jesus is. They may have had an idea that Jesus was an authority figure because of the miracles, but they did not have a discerning spirit in order to refrain from asking. Now, let us look at verse 27. When Jesus responded to Peter, "Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee." Some of you may be wondering why Jesus paid the temple tax for himself and for Peter. The answer to part of the question of why Jesus paid is in the conversation between him and John the Baptist. Observe. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he followed him. Jesus, though he was Lord of all, took on the form of a servant. Jesus Christ came to be an example and to show us how to live. He came to show us how to walk by faith in the Spirit and how to worship the Father on earth. He also came to show us how to follow the laws of the land. The revelation that I received of why Jesus paid the temple tax for Peter also was this. The Word of God says, "When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." This is Galatians chapter 4. Verses 5 through 6. We also know that no flesh will be justified by the law. Even though the Lord Jesus Christ was God in the flesh and committed no sin, he still was not justified by the law while in the flesh. Did you know that they crucified Jesus because they said he blasphemed? When he said he was the Son of God, they tried to convict him of blasphemy. Even God Almighty was not justified by his own law when in the hands of the unlawful while he was in the flesh. In a figure, when he paid the price on the cross for our sins, he also paid the price for being in the likeness of sinners, though he committed no sin while he was in the flesh. That is why he told Peter to get the coin and pay the temple tax for me and you. Remember, Jesus committed no sin, even though they accused him of blasphemy. I believe the fish that came up represented Jesus. Observe the parallel to this story. Jesus asked Peter to take up the first fish that came up and take the coin out of his mouth to pay for him and Peter. This was a miracle. For the fish to have a coin in his mouth, that was a real miracle. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is the firstborn from the dead. He has become the first fruits of them that slept. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. This was also a miracle. When the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he took captivity captive and gave gifts to men. One of the things that we received after he rose from the dead was the promise of the Holy Spirit. I would like to encourage everyone today to accept the Lord's free gift of salvation. Allow him to free you from the bondage of sin, ignorance, poverty, loneliness, and sickness. God Almighty came into the world and was made a man that walked among us. God Almighty came to earth as a man. He said that he was going to do a work that nobody would ever be able to believe, because God Almighty gave us the forgiveness of sins. You know how long the Jews walked around in the bondage and the curse of the law? And for God to say that you could receive forgiveness of sin by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, to those people who were in the law, that seemed unbelievable. Have you ever heard the word you can't teach an old dog new tricks? It's kind of like putting new wine in an old wineskin, or it's like giving somebody new wine who's used to the old. They'll say the old is better. It was hard to transform their thinking to be able to grasp the fact that God was actually given the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sin through grace by faith. That was hard for them to grasp and wrap their minds around. But I tell you, this is the good news of the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, died on the cross for our sins, and rose on the third day. And he has defeated death in the flesh, and he has given everyone who has believed in his word the gift of salvation and eternal life. This is the truth. This is the good news. While I was a child, I sat in the pews of the church looking at the law and the Ten Commandments thinking, man, I have to be perfect to be saved. I mean, I wanted to be saved for years, but I could never grasp my mind around following every single rule to a T and never breaking the law. I mean, that was impossible. But that's exactly what God wanted me to think. See, the law and the Ten Commandments was designed as our schoolmaster. The law was designed to lead us unto Christ. It was designed to show us that we needed a Savior in order to be free. It was designed to show us that we could not be independent, that we had to be dependent on God. Men from generations and generations have always sought out ways to be independent from God. We want to be our own gods. We want to run our own lives. From Adam and Eve trying to be as wise as God, from different people working on the Tower of Babel, you know, trying to build a way to heaven to cut God out. Man has always tried to cut God out and be independent, but God never meant for us to be independent. God Almighty always meant for us to be dependent on him. And I tell you, take the free gift of salvation. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Nobody really wants to have to do it themselves anyway. I mean, it's much harder to try to do it on your own. As a matter of fact, you can't do it. God is offering the free gift of salvation to all who will receive it. Take this free gift of salvation. Allow God to transform your mind and renew your thinking. Stay in his word day and night and allow him to place his Holy Spirit inside of you. I tell you, God Almighty does not charge his sons the temple tax. He does not charge his sons the wages of sin. The Lord Jesus Christ has already paid that sin debt for us, and we can accept the free gift of salvation. I challenge each and every one of you who are hearing my voice, please accept the free gift of salvation. It is a free gift. God bless you and Jesus love you. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk Ministries. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk Ministries radio show. I'm your host, The Love of Words. Our prayer is that everyone listening will come to the knowledge of the truth and develop a more personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is truly the way, the life, and the truth. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and no one will ever love you like he does. For God is love. Once again, friends, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to having more Faith Talk. Visit us at www.faithtalkministries.com. God bless you.